Walt Disney Home Video is proud to present this special commemorative edition of The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. Given the popularity of the Winnie the Pooh characters today, it may seem hard to believe that they started out as bedtime stories for one little boy. This original Pooh Bear was a first birthday gift for A.A. Milne's son, Christopher Robin, in 1921. Edwin Bear was renamed Winnie the Pooh, based on a Canadian black bear at the London Zoo named Winnipeg and a swan named Pooh. Mr. Milne was a successful author and playwright who used the friendship between Christopher Robin and Pooh as his inspiration for the bedtime stories he told his son. These stories also featured other characters from Christopher Robin's nursery, including the timid piglet, the ever-gloomy donkey named Eeyore, and the constantly bouncing tiger called Tigger. The tales of Christopher Robin and his menagerie of stuffed nursery companions were the basis for a set of children's verses that became the Winnie the Pooh books. These stories had been favorites of Walt Disney's daughters. Remembering how much they enjoyed these characters, he was inspired to share them with children around the world. He brought together the many creative talents at the studio to develop and create this film masterpiece.
Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh, chubby little cubby all stuffed with fluff. He's Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh, willy-nilly silly old bear.
Walt Disney's inspiration, guidance, and supervision made the film a classic. The inspired artistry is apparent throughout, from the concept art and storyboards to the animation, music, and voices. Actor Sterling Holloway provided the voice for Pooh. Sebastian Cabot was the narrator. Character actor John Fiedler was Piglet. And the talented Paul Winchell was the voice of Tigger.
I tried to put together Exuberance, which was a guy who was very excited, you know, all the time. And with his laugh and everything.
The wonderful thing about Tiggers, it's Tigger the wonderful thing. The tops are made out of rubber, the bottoms are made out of string. The bouncy, flouncy, flouncy, pouncy, fun, 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 fun. But the most wonderful thing about Tiggers is I'm the only one. I'm the only one.
The original concept was to develop Pooh as a full-length animated feature, but Walt decided to break the film up into short featurettes. These charming stories were not as familiar to Americans as they were to the British, and Walt believed that Pooh would be much more popular if he was allowed to build up an American following.
Who are you?
I'm Pooh.
Oh, Pooh. Sure. What's a Pooh?
You're sitting on one.
I am? Oh, well, glad to meet you.
Composers Richard and Robert Sherman remember Walt's decision to make featurettes.
Walt said, you'll see, once we have people aware of the Winnie the Pooh characters, the next time around it'll be much, much bigger.
And it'll become classic. It'll become a masterpiece. You watch and see.
Walt Disney's prediction did come true. The first featurette was released in 1966 to wide popular acclaim. The second film was even more popular than the first, winning an Academy Award. By the time the third featurette was released, Winnie the Pooh had become a household name. Walt's original vision was finally realized in 1977, when The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh was released as Disney's 22nd feature-length animated film.
We never will forget our hero of the wet, our quick-thinking, unsinking Pooh Bear.
We are proud to present this special commemorative edition marking the 30th anniversary of Pooh's theatrical debut, not only because it reflects Disney's original vision for Winnie the Pooh as a feature, but because it also embodies the spirit of youth and childhood as seen through the eyes of Christopher Robin and his animal friends and shared by generations of the young and young at heart. Sit back and enjoy The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh.
And Piglet, too.
Titles appear, distributed by Buena Vista Distribution Company, Incorporated. Walt Disney presents The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. Now, in a child's bedroom, a row of books sits on a shelf. Next to them is a toy stuffed bear with well-worn golden fur and a red shirt that's much too short. More titles, photographed in Technicolor, based on the books written by A.A. Milne, illustrated by Ernest H. Shepard. Copyright 1974, Walt Disney Productions. Story by Larry Clemens, Ralph Wright, Vance Gerry, Xavier Atencio, Ken Anderson, Julius Fenson, Ted Berman, and Eric Kleeworth, with the voice talents of Sebastian Cabot, Junius Matthews, Barbara Luddy, Howard Morris, John Fiedler, Ralph Wright, Hal Smith, Clint Howard, Bruce Reitherman, John Walmsley, Timothy Turner, and Dory Whitaker, with Sterling Holloway as Winnie the Pooh and Paul Winchell as Tigger. Music and lyrics by Richard M. Sherman and Robert B. Sherman. Scored and conducted by Buddy Baker. Produced by Wolfgang Reitherman. Directed by Wolfgang Reitherman and John Lounsbury. Toy stuffed animals sit together on the bedroom floor as if playing. On a bench, the Pooh Bear sits next to a book that reads Winnie the Pooh.
This could be the room of any small boy. But it just happens to belong to a boy named Christopher Robin. Like most small boys, Christopher Robin has toy animals to play with. And they all live together in a wonderful world of make-believe. But his best friend is a bear called Winnie the Pooh, or Pooh for short. Now, Pooh had some very unusual adventures, and they all happened right here in the 100-acre wood.
The book opens to an animated cartoon map.
Acre wood, where Christopher Robin plays, you'll find the enchanted neighborhood of Christopher's childhood days.
The cartoon fills our view.
A donkey named Eeyore is his friend, and Kanga and little Roo.
Kangaroos.
There's Rabbit and Piglet, and there's Owl, but most of all, Winnie the Pooh.
A cartoon bear, just like
Winnie
the stuffed animal.
Winnie the Pooh, tubby little cubby, all stuffed with fluff. He's Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh. Willy-nilly, silly old bear, Winnie the Pooh.
He blows a butterfly off his nose, then chases it across the grass.
He's Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh, willy-nilly, silly old bear.
The book's pages turn to the beginning of a story.
Winnie the Pooh lived in this enchanted forest under the name of Sanders, which means he had the name over the door in gold letters, and he lived under it. Now, when Pooh heard his poo-coo clock...
The clock has a door, and a tiny bear in a little honey pot comes out.
He knew it was time for something, but he was a bear of very little brain. So when he thought in the most thoughtful way he could think.
Ever thought of anything, have you?
His mirror reflection shakes its head.
No, neither have I. Think.
One of his round ears pops up.
Oh, yes. Time for my stoutness exercise. Up, down, up. When I up, down, touch the ground, it puts me in the mood. Up, down, touch the ground, in the mood. For food. I am stout round, and I have found, speaking poundage-wise, I improve my appetite when I exercise.
The seam on his back rips.
Stuff and fluff.
Looking at his reflection, Pooh ties the threads together again.
That's better. Thank you. Now, where was I?
Pooh looks at his stomach. It bulges.
Yes, I'm rumbly in my tumbly. Time for something sweet. I am short, fat, and proud of that, and so with all my might. I up, down to my appetite's delight.
He gets out a bowl and spoon.
Down, touch the ground, I think of things to chew. Like honey and milk and chocolate. With a hefty, happy appetite, I'm a hefty, happy Pooh.
With a hefty, happy appetite,
he's a hefty, happy Pooh.
He looks into his honey pot sadly.
Oh, bother. Empty again. sticky pot is left.
He topples off his chair and sticks his face into the pot to lick the inside. A bee flies in a window.
That buzzing noise means something. And the only reason for making a buzzing noise that I know of is because you're a bee.
He pulls his face out of the pot and watches the bee fly around his head, then out the window.
And the only reason for being a bee is to make honey.
The bee flies to a tall tree.
And the only reason for making honey is so I can eat it.
On another page of the book, Pooh's at the tree.
And so Winnie the Pooh climbed the honey tree. He climbed and he climbed and he climbed. And as he climbed, he hummed a little hum.
And I call it my rumbly and my tumbly song.
Yes, and it went something like this.
Hum-dum-dee-dum, hum-dum-dee-dum, I'm so rumbly in my tumbly.
He hits his head on a branch.
Time to munch an early lunch and hum-dee-dum-dum-dum. Oh, I wouldn't climb this tree if a poo flew like a bee. But I wouldn't be a bear then, so I guess I wouldn't care then. Bears love honey, and I'm a cool bear, so I do care, so I'll climb now. I'm so rumbly in my tumbly. Time for something sweet to eat.
Pooh falls, bouncing off branches on the way down.
You see what I meant to do? Well, it all comes, I suppose, from liking honey so much.
He hangs on a leaf, but it snaps off, and he falls into a bush.
Oh, bother.
Winnie the Pooh crawled out of the gorse bush, brushed the prickles from his nose, and began to think again.
Think, think, think.
And the first person he thought of was...
Winnie the Pooh?
No, Christopher Robin.
Oh.
Now on another page...
Christopher Robin lived in another part of the forest where he could be near his friends and help them with their problems. On this summer day, gloomy old Eeyore, being stuffed with sawdust, had lost his tail again.
Eeyore, this won't hurt.
Never does.
Christopher Robin nails the tail onto the little donkey's bottom.
There now, did I get your tail back on properly, Eeyore?
No matter. Most likely lose it again anyway.
Owl perches in a tree.
It is my considered opinion that Eeyore's tail should be placed a trifle to the right.
Now, if you were to ask me, I think it's just a wee bit...
South!
No, north, dear.
Kanga smiles.
Cheer up, Eeyore. Don't be so gloomy. Try swishing it.
Eeyore swings his tail around, but he loses his balance and falls over.
It worked, it worked.
Oh, goody, hooray!
Thanks. It's not much of a tail, but I'm sort of attached to it.
Pooh comes along.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Good morning, Pooh Bear.
Good morning, Pooh Bear.
If it is a good morning, which I doubt.
Pooh ambles around.
What are you looking for, Pooh Bear?
I just said to myself, coming along, thinking and wondering if you had such a thing as a, Christopher, as a balloon about you.
Christopher unties a blue balloon from his tricycle.
What do you want a balloon for?
Psst. Pooh motions Christopher close.
Honey.
But you don't get honey with a balloon.
I do.
How?
I shall fly like a bee. Up to the honey tree, see?
The balloon lifts him into the air.
You can't fool the bees that way.
You'll see. Now, would you be so kind as to tow me to a muddy place of which I know of?
So Christopher Robin towed Winnie the Pooh to the very muddy place.
On a book page, Pooh sits in a puddle of mud.
And Pooh rolled and rolled until he was black all over.
Pooh climbs out of the puddle. He's dripping mud.
There, now.
He jumps across to the opposite page.
Isn't this a clever disguise?
What are you supposed to be?
I'm a little black rain cloud, of course.
Silly old bear.
Now, would you aim me at the bees, please?
Christopher Robin gives him the balloon.
Careful, Pooh. Hold on tight.
Pooh holds the string with both paws.
Yes.
Three.
Yes.
Two.
Yes.
One.
Pooh rises into the air.
I'm just a little black rain cloud hovering under the honey tree. I'm only a little black rain cloud. Pay no attention to little me.
Everyone knows that a rain cloud never is funny. No, not a nip.
I'm just floating around over the ground, wondering where I will drip.
As he floats next to the bee's tree hollow, one bee lands on his nose.
Christopher Robin, I think the bees S-U-S-P-E-C-T something.
Perhaps they think you're after their honey.
Well, it may be that. You never can tell with bees. Oh, I'm just a little black rain cloud.
Pooh reaches into the hollow and gets a pawful of bees, which he puts in his mouth. He spits out a bunch. Hanging in midair, Pooh smiles with relief. More bees buzz in his mouth, and he spits them out too. Now he smiles happily and spits out some more by pounding his chest. His head bulges. Bees come out his ear. He kicks one with his heel. Covered with mud, the bee plummets into the mud puddle. Now more bees swarm around Pooh.
Robin! Oh, well, I think it would help with this deception if you would just kind of open your umbrella and say, tut tut, it looks like rain.
Tut tut, it looks like rain. Tut tut, it looks like rain.
The bee buzzes out of the mud puddle and angrily shoots straight up and rams Pooh in the behind. Pooh swings on the balloon string and gets his bottom stuck in the tree hollow.
Christopher Robin, I have come to a very important decision. These are the wrong sorts of bees.
A huge bee swarm knocks him out of the hollow like a rocket. The balloon loses its string. Pooh holds on tight as the deflating balloon whizzes him through the air. The swarm follows Pooh. They zoom back and forth past the tree, where a lone bee holds on to a branch. Pooh smiles. They buzz Christopher Robin. The bees fly into the hollow, and Pooh shoots high in the air on his balloon.
Christopher Robin!
The balloon goes empty.
Oh, bother. I think I shall come down.
I'll catch you, Pooh! Oh.
He does. The whole swarm comes after them.
The bees!
Christopher drags Pooh away.
Christopher
pulls Pooh over a tree trunk. They jump into the mud puddle and hide under the umbrella.
Christopher Robin, you never can tell with bees.
Pooh spits out a bee and it flies away.
Now, Pooh was not the sort to give up easily. When he put his mind to honey, he stuck to it. Now, honey rhymes with bunny, and bunny rhymes with,
rabbit?
Pooh smiles at us.
Yeah, and I like Rabbit because he uses short, easy words like, how about lunch? And help yourself, Pooh.
Pooh, lunch? Oh, no.
Rabbit's having lunch in his burrow when Pooh arrives.
Is anybody at home? What I said was, is anybody at home?
No.
Bother. Isn't there anybody here at all?
Nobody.
Somebody there, because somebody must have said nobody. Rabbit, isn't that you?
No.
But isn't that the rabbit's voice?
I don't think so.
Pooh looks in through the hole.
Hello, Rabbit.
Oh, hello, Pooh Bear. Pooh Bear.
Rabbit hides his honey jar behind his back.
A pleasant surprise. How about lunch?
Oh, thank you, Rabbit.
Pooh comes inside.
And help yourself, Pooh.
He sits at the table.
Would you like condensed milk? Or honey on your bread?
Both. Never mind the bread, please. Just a small helping, if you please.
There you are.
Rabbit pours out only a spoonful of honey. Pooh gapes at it.
Is something wrong?
Well, I did mean a little larger small helping.
Well, perhaps it'd save time if you took the whole jar.
Thank you, Rabbit.
Pooh dips his paw in the honey and starts eating.
So Pooh ate and 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 ate. Until at last he said to Rabbit, in a rather sticky voice,
I must be going now. Goodbye, Rabbit.
Well, goodbye, if you're sure you won't have any more.
Is there any more?
No, there isn't.
I thought not.
Pooh's belly is really big now. He tries to climb out the hole, but can't get through.
Oh, help and bother. I'm stuck.
Oh, dear.
Rabbit pushes on Pooh's bloated bottom.
Well, it all comes from eating too much.
It all comes from not having front doors big enough.
Oh, dear, it's no use. There's only one thing to do. I'll get Christopher Robin.
Rabbit scampers out the back door and hippity-hops away through the 100-acre wood. Pooh looks up. The wide-eyed owl swoops high above him, then lands on a branch.
Well, if it isn't Pooh Bear.
Oh, hello, owl.
Splendid day to be up and about one's business, quite, huh?
He lands nearby and stares at Pooh, stuck halfway through a hole in the side of a hill.
I say, are you stuck?
No, just resting and thinking and humming to myself.
You, sir, are stuck. A wedged bear in a great tightness. In a word, irremovable. Now, obviously, this situation calls for an expert.
A gopher burrows up under Owl.
Somebody call for an excavation expert. I'm not in the book, but I'm at your service.
Gopher!
The name is McCard. What's your problem?
Owl reads gopher's card.
It seems the entrance to Rabbit's domicile is impassable. To be exact, plugged.
And you want me to dig it out?
Precisely.
Gopher marches away.
I say, it's over here, my good fellow.
First thing to be done is get rid of that bear. He's gumming up the whole project.
Dash it all, he is the project.
Hard digging. Might hit bedrock. Dangerous cavern.
He digs above Pooh's head and starts an avalanche.
Need planks for bracing. Big job. Take 2-3 days.
3 days? What about lunches?
No problem. I always go home for lunch. Oh, this will run into money.
I say, how much?
Do the job for hourly rate plus cover materials plus overtime plus 10%.
And your estimate?
Yeah, can't give an estimate. Too risky.
Blast it all.
Good idea. We'll dynamite. Save time.
Yeah, what's the charge?
The charge? Oh, about 7 sticks of dynamite.
Oh, no. The cost. The charge in money.
Yeah, no charge count. I work strictly cash.
Obviously, but I should think...
Well, I can't stand around lollygagging all day. Got a tight schedule.
He falls down his own hole.
Think it over. Let me go. You got my card. I've got the book, you know.
Oh. Dash it all, he's gone.
After all, he's not in the book, you know.
Rabbit brings Christopher Robin.
Here we come. Don't worry.
Cheer up, Pooh Bear. We're coming.
They pass Eeyore.
We'll get you out.
Well, maybe.
Silly old bear. Here, give me your paw.
While Christopher tugs Pooh's paw, Rabbit pulls on Christopher.
Oh, it's no use. I'm stuck.
Well, if we can't pull you out, Pooh, perhaps we can push you back.
Oh, no, not that.
Rabbit hurries in the back door and props a chair under Pooh's bottom.
Having got this far, it seems a pity to waste it.
Pooh Bear, there's only one thing we can do. Wait for you to get thin again.
Oh, bother. How long will that take?
Days, weeks, months, who knows?
Oh, dear. If I have to face that thing for months, then I might as well make the best of it.
Rabbit faces away from Pooh's bottom, but sees it in the mirror.
There it is again. Well, I'll just turn it to the wall. Oh, dear.
He yanks off the mirror's frame.
Yes, It's a frame, huh?
Rabbit sticks the frame around Pooh's bottom, but Pooh's feet get in the way.
No.
He turns it so Pooh's feet hang down over the edge.
Very nice.
Then he puts a potted flower on Pooh's back.
And a splash of color. It just doesn't have that rustic, informal look.
Rabbit tries antlers instead.
There, a hunting trophy.
With a paintbrush, Rabbit paints a face on Pooh's bottom.
Something tickles.
Pooh squirms as Rabbit paints a smile.
Pooh, you mess up my moose.
Now Kanga and Roo hop up.
Pooh, Roo has a little surprise for you.
Flowers.
Honeysuckle.
No, Pooh, you don't eat them. You smell them.
Oh.
Inside, Rabbit sets a table on Pooh's legs.
Bad. Not bad at all. It's rather good, I think. Oh, no. Hold it.
All the things that were on the table fly off and fall on Rabbit.
Why did I ever invite that bear to lunch?
Now we see Rabbit's home on a page in the book.
While Pooh's bottom was stuck at the top of page 28, his top was stuck at the bottom of page 30. So both ends waited to get thin again. Day after day. Night after lonely night.
I wonder what's for breakfast.
Inside, the angry rabbit gets rattled by Pooh snoring. Outside, a box pops out of a hole in the ground.
A lunch box.
It certainly is. I'm working the swing shift, you know. Time for my midnight snack. Say, ain't you that stuck-up bear? I still think I could blast you out of there.
What sort of lunch is in that lunch box?
Well, let's see here. summer squash. Yeah. Salmon salad, succotash, spice custard,
and honey.
Honey?
Honey? Oh, no!
Rabbit trips over a chair.
Could you spare a small smackerel?
Say, you ought to do something about that speech impediment, honey.
Oh, thank you, Gopher. Oh, no.
Rabbit grabs the honey jar.
No, not one drop.
But, Rabbit, I wasn't going to eat it. I was just gonna taste it.
I'll taste it for you.
That supercilious scoundrel confiscated my honey.
Don't feed the bear.
I'm gonna skedaddle. I'm not in the book.
He falls down his hole.
And I'm a ding-dang glad of it.
And then, one morning, when Rabbit was beginning to think that he might never be able to use his front door again, it happened.
He budged. Hooray! Christopher Robin!
Rabbit dashes out his back door and around to Pooh's front side.
Today's a day!
All the animals return.
Hooray for you! Hooray for me! Hooray! Hooray! The Pooh will soon be free!
Christopher Robin plays a drum as he and the animals march in a single file.
Now the time has come for Pooh.
They pull in a line. Little Roo pulls on Eeyore's tail, and Gopher pulls on Roo. Eeyore's tail comes off. Rabbit shoves Pooh's bottom.
There he goes!
Pooh goes flying.
Passafras. He's sailing clean out of the book. Quick, turn the page!
Pooh flies across three pages and lands headfirst in a tree hollow. A huge swarm of bees flies away.
Stuck again.
Don't worry, Pooh. We'll get you out.
No hurry.
Pooh's in a beehive full of honey.
Yum, yum. Bears of honey and I'm a Pooh Bear. Yum, 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 yum.
Pooh eats the honey with both paws.
Time for something sweet.
And so we come to the next chapter in which...
But I haven't finished yet.
But Pooh, you're in the next chapter.
Oh, what happens to me?
Well, let's turn the page and find out. Now, one fine day, the East Wind traded places with the West Wind, and that stirred things up a bit all through the 100-acre wood.
At the bottom of a giant tree, Pooh steps out his front door wearing a blue scarf.
Now, on this blustery day, Pooh decided to visit his thoughtful spot.
Yes, and on the way, I made up a little hum.
Pooh dances across the book's pages.
Hum, dum, dum, diddy, dum, hum, dum, dum. Oh, the wind is lashing lustily, and the trees are thrashing thrustily, and the leaves are rustling gustily. So it's rather safe to say that it seems that it may turn out to be.
Words and letters blow past Pooh.
It feels that it will undoubtedly. It looks like a rather blustery day today. It seems that it may turn out to be. Feels that it will undoubtedly. Looks like a rather blustery day today.
Pooh chases blowing leaves.
Fortunately, Pooh's thoughtful spot was in a sheltered place. Now he sat down and tried hard to think of something.
Think.
The buck-toothed gopher pops out of the ground in front of Pooh.
Think.
Say, what's wrong, Sonny? Got yourself a headache?
No, I was just thinking.
Is that so? What about?
Oh, bother. You made me forget.
If I was you, I'd think about skedaddling out of here.
Why?
Because it's Wednesday.
Wednesday? Oh. Then I think I shall wish everyone a happy Wednesday, and I shall begin with my very dear friend, Piglet.
Piglet steps out of his house.
Now, Piglet lived in the middle of the forest in a very grand house in the middle of a beech tree, and Piglet loved it very much.
He sweeps up leaves.
Yes. Oops. You see, it's been in the family a long time. It belonged to my grandfather. That's his name up there.
On a sign.
Trespassers Will. That's short for Trespassers William.
Trespassers William?
Yes. And Grandma. Oh. She called him T.W. That's even shorter.
A blowing leaf scoops up tiny Piglet.
Yes. And on this blustery day,
woo!
The wind was giving you a bit of a buzz.
Now, you've been here before.
He pushes the leaf away.
I don't mind the leaves that are leaving. It's the leaves that are coming.
Whoops.
He bounces into Pooh.
Happy Wednesday, Piglet.
Well, it isn't very happy for me.
Where are you going, Piglet?
That's what I'm asking myself. Where?
The wind sweeps Piglet off the ground.
Pooh!
And what do you think you will answer yourself?
Pooh grabs Piglet's scarf.
I'm unraveling!
Pooh hangs on to the unraveled scarf string, flying Piglet like a kite.
Oh, that was a close one.
Hang on tight, Piglet!
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Nestled in Kanga's pouch, Baby Roo looks up at the sky.
Look, Mama, look! A kite!
Oh, my goodness! It's Piglet!
Happy Wednesday, Kanga. Happy Wednesday, Roo.
Can I fly Piglet next, Pooh?
Eeyore builds a lean-to made of sticks.
There. That should stand against anything.
Oh, help!
Flying Piglet tows Pooh through Eeyore's lean-to.
Happy Wednesday, Eeyore!
Thanks for noticing me.
Oh, bother.
Rabbit works in his garden.
Oh, what a refreshing day for harvesting.
Happy Wednesday, Rabbit!
Pooh Bear, stop! Oh, go back!
Pooh's dragging feet dig up carrots.
No.
Rabbit catches them in his wheelbarrow.
Yes! Well, next time I hope he blows right through my rutabaga patch.
The wind blows Piglet higher. Still holding the scarf, Pooh floats off the ground and they sail toward a swaying treehouse.
Oh.
Inside, Owl sleeps in a rocking chair.
Oh.
Piglet hits the window and sticks.
Who is it?
It's me. Please, may I come in?
Well, I say now. Someone has pasted Piglet on my window.
Well, well, Pooh-too. This is a surprise. Do come in and make yourselves...
They blow in when he opens the window.
Comfortable?
Oh!
Am I correct in assuming it is a rather blustery day outside?
Yes, sir, Hal. It's a very, very blustery day outside.
Oh, yes. That reminds me. Happy Wednesday, Owl.
My good fellow, I wouldn't go so far as to call it a Wednesday. Just a gentle spring zephyr.
Excuse me, Owl, but...
A table slides toward Pooh.
Is there honey in that pot?
Oh, yes, yes, of course. Help yourself. Now, as I was saying, this is just a mild spring zephyr compared
to... Pooh frowns as the treehouse tilts and the table with the honey moves away from him. Piglet slides down the floor and crashes into the door.
I'll remember this one, too.
It was the year my Aunt Clara...
As Piglet tries to stop the table from squashing him, the door opens and he shoots out onto a branch. The tree sways the other way and he flies back inside, landing with the honey pot over Pooh's snout.
Thank you, Piglet.
You see, her constant practicing so unnerved my aunt that she laid a seagull egg by mistake. Ooh!
A china cabinet empties onto Owl as the whole tree slowly topples over. The door and splintered wood lie on the ground next to Owl's treehouse.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Owl looks in surprise out his sideways window.
Well, I say now, someone has... Pooh, did you do that?
I don't think so.
As soon as Christopher Robin heard of the disaster, he hurried to the scene of Owl's misfortune.
Outside, Owl rocks in his chair.
What a pity. Owl, I don't think we will ever be able to fix it.
If you ask me, when a house looks like that, it's time to find another one.
That's a very good idea, Eeyore.
Might take a day or two, but I'll find a new one.
Good. That will just give me time to tell you about my Uncle Clyde.
Rabbit yawns.
Come on, Owl. He didn't give a hoot for tradition. He became enamored of a pussycat and went to sea in a beautiful pea-green boat.
Owl talked from page 41 to page 62. And on page 62, the blustery day turned into a blustery night. To Pooh, it was a very anxious sort of night, filled with anxious sorts of noises. And one of the noises was a sound that had never been heard before.
Pooh sits up in bed.
Is that you, Piglet?
Pooh hides under the covers.
Well, tell me about it tomorrow, Eeyore. Oh, come in, Christopher Robin.
The front door shakes.
Now, Pooh, being a bear of very little brain, decided to invite the new sound in.
Wearing a floppy nightcap, Pooh grabs a cork-tipped shotgun, then carefully opens the door.
Hello out there. Oh, I hope nobody answers.
A tiger-like animal pounces on Pooh.
Hello, I'm Tigger.
Oh, you scared me.
Yeah, sure I did. Everyone's scared of Tiggers. Who are you?
I'm Pooh.
Oh, Pooh. Sure. What's a Pooh?
You're sitting on one.
I am? Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That spells Tigger.
But what is a Tigger?
Well, he asked for it. The wonderful thing about Tiggers is Tiggers are wonderful things. The tops are made of the rubber, the bottoms are made of the strings. The bouncy, flouncy, flouncy, pouncy, fun, 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 fun. But the most wonderful thing about Tiggers is I'm the only one. I'm the only one.
Pooh points to the mirror.
Then what's that over there?
Huh? Oh, hey, hey, look, look, look. What a strange-looking creature. Look at those beady little eyes. And that preposterous chin. And those ricky-tickle striped pajamas.
Looked like another Tigger to me.
Oh, no, it's not.
I'm the only Tigger. Watch me scare the stripes off of this imposter.
Tigger glares at his reflection, then hides under the table.
Is he gone?
All except the tail.
Tigger hides his tail.
You can come out now, Tigger. Tigger.
Tigger knocks Pooh over.
Hello, I'm Tigger.
You said that.
Well, did I say I was hungry?
I don't think so.
Well, then I'll say it. I'm hungry.
Oh, not for honey, I hope.
Honey? Oh, boy, honey. That's what Tigger's like best.
I was afraid of that.
Tigger slobbers as he eats Pooh's honey.
Yuck! Tiggers don't like honey.
But you said that you liked...
That icky, sticky stuff is only fit for heffalumps and woozles.
You mean elephants and weasels?
That's what I said, heffalumps and woozles.
Well, what do what do they do?
Oh, nothing much, just steal honey.
Steal honey?
That I sure do. Well, I better be bouncing along now, chum. Cheerio!
Tigger hops into the forest.
The wonderful thing about Tiggers is Tigger's a wonderful thing. Their tops are made out of rubber. Their bottoms are made out of springs. Their bouncy, trouncy, flouncy, pouncy, fun, 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 fun. But the most wonderful thing about Tiggers is I'm the only one. I'm the only one.
Inside, Pooh locks his door.
Well, if what Tigger said was true and there really were heffalumps and woozles about, there was only one thing to do. Take drastic precautions to protect his precious honey.
Pooh holds his cork-tipped gun like a soldier. He marches past a mirror, then aims his gun at his reflection.
Oh, hello. Am I glad to see you? It's more friendly with two. Now, you go that way, and I'll go this way.
Pooh marches away from the mirror, then hurries back to his reflection.
You didn't see anything, did you? Neither did I.
Now the very blustery night turned into a very rainy night, and Pooh kept his lonely vigil, hour after hour after hour, until at last Pooh fell fast asleep and began to dream.
In the dream, Pooh floats out of his sleeping body into a stormy sky.
Heffalumps and woozles, steal honey, beware.
Four honey pots appear before him.
They're black.
They're brown.
They're out.
They're out.
They're in.
They're out.
They're all about.
They're far.
They're near.
They're gone.
They're here.
They're quick and slick.
They're insincere.
Beware.
A plaid elephant turns into a skinny weasel.
A heffalump or woozle is very confusal. A heffalump or woozle's very sly.
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 They come in ones and twosles, but if they so choosles, before your eyes you'll see them multiply.
Plot.
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 They're extraordinary, so better be wary, because they come in every shape and size.
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 Give honeys what you covet, you'll find that they love it, because they guzzle up the thing you prize.
They're green, they're blue,
they're pink,
they're white, they're round,
they're square,
they're a terrible sight.
They tie themselves in horrible knots.
They come in stripes.
They're polka dots.
Beware, 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 beware.
Pooh gapes as a Weasley Woozle stretches its nose into a horn. A heffalump, an elephant wearing a pink tutu, lifts the lid on a honey pot with legs. A chubby heffalump with a trunk in the shape of a tuba marches in a woozle parade. Pooh smiles, carrying a honey pot. A flying heffalump, striped yellow and black like a bumblebee, steals it. Pooh chases the bee toward three jack-in-the-boxes who pop open, scaring him. The bumblebee lands in a spotlight, then disappears into a golden pool of honey. Rising out of the honey, a tuxedo-clad heffalump smiles lovingly at his sweetie, a pink heffalump wearing a ruffled skirt, then waltzes with her. In a honey puddle, a baby elephant plays a harp made from the honey that drips off her trunk in strings. Meanwhile, a woozle snake charmer plays a flute. A rope rises out of a honey pot like a snake. Pooh climbs up it, then disappears. Elsewhere, two jolly heffalumps sit in a pool of honey, playing their crinkled trunks like concertinas. As Pooh carries a honey pot, a heffalump with antlers lands behind him, then turns into a soldierly elephant with a cork in the tip of its straightened trunk. It shoots Pooh in the behind, sending him tumbling into the trunk of a cannon-shaped heffalump who has a fuse on its head. A woozle lights the fuse. The heffalump explodes.
They're extraordinary, so better be wary, because they come in every shape and size.
Size.
If honey's what you covet, you'll find that they love it, because they'll guzzle up the things you prize.
Who dangles from a heffalump air balloon?
They're brown.
They're down.
They're in.
They're out.
They're all about.
They're far.
They're near.
They're gone.
They're here.
They're quick and slick.
They're insincere.
Beware.
The balloon turns into a watering can that waters Pooh as he falls through the sky. Pooh opens an umbrella, floats down and disappears into his sleeping body. He wakes up to a flooded house and steps through knee-deep water to the mirror.
Is it raining in there? It's raining out here, too.
As a matter of fact, it was raining all over the 100-acre wood. There was a thunderstorm on page 71. And on page 73, there was a bit of a cloudburst. It rained.
The 100-acre wood looks like a lake.
The rain came down, 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 in rushing, rising rivulets, till the river crept out of its bed and crept right into Piglet's. Poor Piglet, he was frightened with quite a rightful fright. And so in desperation, a message he did write.
Help, Piglet, me.
He placed it in a bottle, and it floated out of sight.
And the rain came down, 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 so Piglet started bailing.
On a chair, Piglet floats out a window as he spoons water into pots.
He was unaware atop his chair while bailing he was sailing.
In the wood, Pooh sits safely on a tree limb with his honey pots.
Pooh was caught, and so he thought,
I must rescue my supper.
10 honey pots he rescued, enough to see him through. But as he sopped up his supper, the river sopped up Pooh. And the water twirled and tossed him in a honey pot.
Pooh floats upside down with his head in a honey pot.
So the 100-acre wood got floodier and floodier. But the water couldn't come up to Christopher Robin's house, so that's where everyone was gathering. It was a time of great excitement. But in the midst of all the excitement, Eeyore stubbornly stuck to his task of house hunting for Owl.
There's one. Cozy cottage. Nice location. Bit damp for Owl, though.
The cottage sinks.
Meanwhile, Little Roo made an important discovery.
Look! I've rescued a bottle. And it's got something in it, too.
It's a message. And it says, help! Piglet, me. Owl, you fly over to Piglet's house and tell him we'll make a rescue.
A rescue? Yes, of course.
So Owl flew out over the flood, and he soon spotted two tiny objects below him. One was little Piglet caught in the whirlpool, and the other was Pooh trying to get the last bit of honey from the pot.
Yum, yum.
Oh, Owl, I don't mean to complain, but I'm afraid. I'm scared.
Now, Piglet, chin up and all that sort of thing. A rescue is being thought of.
Be brave, little Piglet.
It's awfully hard to be brave when you're such a small animal.
Then to divert your small mind from your unfortunate predicament, I shall tell you an amusing anecdote.
Piglet spots a waterfall up ahead.
It concerns a distant cousin of mine who came...
Owl perches on upside-down Pooh.
I beg your pardon, Owl, but I just think we're coming to a very big waterfall.
Please, no interruptions.
Piglet paddles frantically. He and his chair plummet over the edge, then get stuck on a branch halfway down the fall. Owl takes flight as Pooh falls, losing his honey pot. The hurtling pot knocks Piglet down. Pooh lands sitting in the chair, drops into the river, and floats downstream.
Ah, there you are, Pooh Bear. Now, to continue my story,
Look, there's Pooh. Over here, Pooh.
Oh, hello, Christopher Robin.
Pooh, thank goodness you're safe. Have you seen Piglet?
Excuse me.
Piglet pops out of the floating honey pot.
Here I am.
Pooh, you rescued Piglet.
I did?
Yes, and it was a very brave thing to do.
It was?
You are a hero.
I am?
And as soon as the flood is over, I shall give you a hero party.
Pooh and his friends celebrate with cake and hero honey.
Attention, everybody. Now, this party is a hero party because of what someone did. And that someone is...
I found it.
Found what, Eeyore?
House for Owl.
I say, Eeyore, good show.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Oh, where is it, Eeyore?
If you want to follow me, I'll show it to you.
So everyone followed Eeyore. Then, to the surprise of all, Eeyore stopped right in front of...
Piglet's house?
Why are you stopping here, Eeyore?
This is it. Owl's new house.
Oh, dear. Mercy me.
Piglet looks up at his sign.
Mercy me, too.
Names on it and everything. W-O-L. That spells owl.
Bless my soul. So it does.
Well, what do you think of it?
It is a nice house, Eeyore, but...
It is a lovely house, Eeyore, but it's the best house in the whole world.
Tell them it's your house, Piglet.
No, Pooh. This house belongs to our very good friend, Owl.
But, Piglet, where will you live?
Well, I suppose I shall live...
With me. You shall live with me. Won't you, Piglet?
With you? Oh, thank you, Pooh Bear. Of course I will.
Piglet, that was a very grand thing to do.
A heroic thing to do. Christopher Robin, can you make a one-hero party into a two-hero party?
Of course we can, silly old bear.
And so, Pooh was a hero for saving Piglet, and Piglet was a hero for giving Owl his grand home in the beech tree.
We never will forget our hero of the wet, our quick-thinking, unsinking Pooh Bear. And Piglet, who indeed helped out a friend in need. But truly they're the heroes of the day.
Christopher Robin, Kanga, Rabbit, and Eeyore each hold a corner of a blanket and toss Pooh and Piglet into the air.
What's all that stomping and singing and silly shenanigans?
Bouncing Pooh and Piglet knock Gopher down his hole.
Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray for Winnie the Pooh!
And Piglet, too.
I sure like bouncing. Wasn't that fun, Piglet?
Yes, Pooh, but the best part is when it stops.
Well, in the next chapter, there's a great deal of bouncing.
There is? Oh, I think that I've just remembered something that I forgot to do yesterday and shan't be able to do tomorrow. So I suppose I really ought to go back and do it now. Goodbye, Pooh.
Goodbye, Piglet. Now, is the next chapter all about me?
No, it's mostly about Tigger.
Oh, bother.
But you're in it.
Oh, good. What will I be doing?
Well, Pooh, you'll be sitting in your thoughtful spot, thinking as usual.
Pooh sits on his log.
Think, 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 think. And while he was thinking, all of a sudden...
Tigger tumbles on top of him.
I'm Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That spells Tigger.
Yeah, I know. You've bounced me before.
I did? Oh, yeah. I recognize you. You're the one that's stuffed with fluff.
Yeah, and you're sitting on it.
Yeah, and it's comfy, too. Well, I gotta go now. I got a lot of bouncing to do. TTFN. Ta-ta for now.
Well, there goes Tigger, always bouncing in on his friends when they least expect him.
Now he bounces on top of Piglet.
Oh, hello, Piglet. I'm Tigger.
Oh, Tigger, you scared me.
Oh, shucks. That was just one of my little bounces.
It was? Oh, thank you, Tigger.
Oh, yeah. I'm saving my best pounce for old long ears. Ta-ta!
In his garden, Rabbit pulls carrots and puts them in a wheelbarrow.
There, that should do it.
Oh, no. Stop!
Tigger bounces Rabbit.
Hello, Rabbit. I'm Tigger. D-I-double-G.
Oh, please, don't spell it.
All of Rabbit's vegetables are squashed.
Oh, dear. Just look at my beautiful garden.
Yuck, messy, isn't it?
Messy? Messy? It's ruined. It's ruined, Tigger. Oh, why don't you ever stop bouncing?
Why? That's what Tiggers do best.
Tigger dances.
The wonderful thing about Tiggers is Tiggers are wonderful things. Their tops are made of the river, their bottoms are made of the spring. They're bouncy, trouncy, flouncy, pouncy, fun. But the most wonderful thing about Tiggers is I'm the only one. I'm the only one.
Later, Rabbit, Pooh, and Piglet meet in Rabbit's house.
Order, please. Now, I say, Tigger's getting so bouncy nowadays that it's time we taught him a lesson. No matter how much we like him, you can't deny it, he just bounces too much.
Excuse me, Rabbit, but perhaps if we could think of a way of unbouncing Tigger, it would be a very good idea, huh?
Exactly. Just what I feel. What do you feel, Pooh?
Pooh snoozes in a chair. Rabbit frowns. Piglet pokes Pooh.
Pooh! Haven't you been listening to what Rabbit's been saying?
I listened, but then I had a small piece of fluff in my ear. Could you say it again, please, Rabbit?
Well, where should I start from?
Well, from the moment the fluff got in my ear.
Well, when was that?
I don't know. I couldn't hear properly.
Pooh, we were just trying to think of a way to get the bounce out of Tigger.
Oh, I've got a splendid idea. Now, listen, we'll take Tigger for a long explore, see? Someplace where he's never been. And we lose him there.
Lose him?
Oh, we'll find him again next morning. And mark my words, he'll be a humble Tigger. A small and sad Tigger. And, oh, Rabbit, am I glad to see you, Tigger. And it'll take the bounces out of him. That's why. Now, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Piglet pokes Pooh again.
Oh, here.
Good. Just good. Motion carried.
Pooh continues to sleep as Piglet claps excitedly.
So it was agreed that they would start the next morning, which incidentally turned out cold and misty.
In the forest, thick with clouds of mist, Tigger bounces along in front of Rabbit, Piglet, and Pooh.
Pooh, as usual, had a little something along to sustain himself.
He licks the honey from a honey pot.
Now, as Tigger kept bouncing farther and farther into the mist, Rabbit thought it was a good time to lose Tigger.
Now's our chance. Quick, in here, hide.
Pooh follows Rabbit into a hollow log. Piglet bumps into Pooh's bottom, then scurries inside.
Tigger's lost now, isn't he, Rabbit? Oh, he's lost, all right, Piglet.
Oh, goody. This is lots of fun, Pooh.
Rabbit pokes his head out of the other side of the log and looks around. There's no sign of Tigger.
My splendid idea worked. Now home we go.
Good. Yum, yum. It's time for lunch.
Hello?
Oh, my goodness. Hide.
Rabbit pulls Pooh back into the log. Tigger bounces over and stops right on top of their hiding place.
That's funny. He must be lost.
Hello!
Hey, you blokes! Where are you?
Rabbit hushes Pooh.
Shush. I am shushed.
Hey! Where in the heck are you guys?
Tigger's tail is stuck in a crack in the log. He tugs at it. From inside the log, Rabbit carefully releases Tigger's tail. Without realizing that, Tigger winds up and makes a mighty pull. He lands on his bottom. His tail is free.
Hello! Rabbit! Piglet!
He bounces far away into the cloudy mist. Rabbit peers out of the log.
Hooray! Hooray, we did it!
They climb out.
Now come on, hurry. Let's head for home.
Well, Rabbit was certain that everything was going according to plan. And so it seemed to be. But sometime later, on the bottom of page 123...
Rabbit and Pooh walk past a large sand pit in the misty wood. Later.
It's a funny thing how everything looks the same in the mist.
He's right, Piglet. It's the very same sand pit.
I think so too, Pooh.
Well, it's lucky I know the forest so well, or we might get lost. Well, come on, follow me.
Now, Pooh was getting tired of seeing the same sandpit, and he suspected it of following them about. Because whichever direction they started in, they always seemed to end up at it.
Rabbit leads them through the mist, and they find themselves back at the sandpit. Rabbit smiles sheepishly at Pooh.
Rabbit?
Yeah?
Say, Rabbit, how would it be if, as soon as we're out of sight of this old pit, we just try to find it again?
Well, what's the good of that?
Well, you see, we keep looking for home, but we keep finding this pit. So I just thought that if we look for this pit, we might find home.
I don't see much sense in that. If I walked away from this pit and then walked back to it, of course I should find it. I'll prove it to you. Wait here.
Rabbit stomps away angrily into the cloudy woods.
So Pooh and Piglet waited in the mist for Rabbit. And they waited, and waited, and waited. And all the while, Pooh's thoughts kept returning to his honey pots at home.
Piglet sleeps on Pooh. Pooh's belly begins to grumble and rumble. Piglet jumps up.
What was that, Pooh?
My tummy rumbled. Now then, come on, let's go home.
But Pooh, do you know the way?
No, Piglet, but there are 12 pots of honey in my cupboard, and they have been calling to my tummy.
They have?
Yes, Piglet. I couldn't hear them before because Rabbit would talk. I think I know where they're calling from, so come on, we'll just follow my tummy.
Well, they walked off together, and for a long time, Piglet said nothing. So as not to interrupt Pooh's honey pots. And sure enough, as the mist got thinner, and just when Piglet began to know where he was...
Tigger bounces them.
Hey, hello there, you two blokes. Where have you been?
We've been trying to find our way back home.
Pooh, I don't think Rabbit's splendid idea worked.
Hey, where is old Longears anyway?
He must still be missing in the mist.
Well, leave it to me. I'll bounce him out of there. TTFN, ta-ta for now.
Meanwhile, Rabbit was still wandering around in the mist. By now, he was lost and bewildered. And to make matters worse, his mind was beginning to play tricks on him.
He starts to creep through the dark forest.
What's that?
He looks over a branch, then hides from a sound.
Pooh! Piglet!
Rabbit doesn't see a frog in the nearby swamp. Rabbit runs behind a large tree. In the tree, a green caterpillar with red spots and red hair chews a leaf. Rabbit only hears him. Rabbit slinks away, then hides face down against a tree, covering his head with his arms. As more unseen frogs croak, Rabbit frantically twists one long ear. The caterpillar takes another bite. Rabbit's panicked eyes spin like pinwheels, and he runs.
Hello, Rabbit!
Tigger! But you're supposed to be lost.
Oh, Tiggers never get lost, bunny boy.
Never get lost.
Of course not.
Oh, no.
Come on, Rabbit. Let's go home. Hang on.
Rabbit grabs Tigger's tail.
So they started back. And Rabbit was now a humiliated rabbit. A lost and found rabbit. And oh, why do these things happen to me, Rabbit? And now we come to the next chapter, in which the first snowfall had covered the 100-acre wood, and in which Tigger learns that even bouncing can be overdone.
Kanga sweeps the snow from her door.
On this day, Roo was waiting for Tigger to take him out to play.
Mama, when is Tigger gonna get here?
Be patient, dear.
Tigger arrives.
Well, here I am. Did I surprise you, Roo?
You sure did. I like surprises.
Hello, Mrs. Kanga, ma'am.
Why, hello, Tigger, dear.
What else you call me, dear? Roo, are you ready for some bouncing?
Yeah, you and me are good bouncers.
Just a moment, dear. Hold still. Goodness, you're bouncy today.
That's what Roo's do their bestest.
Kanga dresses Roo.
Now keep your scarf on.
Not so tight, Mama.
Is your sweater warm enough?
Yes, Mother.
Well, come on, Roo, let's go.
Tigger, have Roo home in time for his nap. And be careful.
Don't worry, Mrs. Kanga. I'll take care of the little nipper.
Little Kanga bounces down the snowy path after Tigger. Now Rabbit, wearing a red scarf, skates barefoot on a frozen pond.
Ah, what a perfect day. Peace and quiet. And thank goodness, no Tigger.
Hey, look, look, look. If it isn't old Longears.
Can Tigger ice skate as fancy as Mr. Rabbit?
Can Tigger ice skate? Why, that's what Tiggers do the best.
Tigger glides gracefully across the ice.
Hey, this is a cinch.
He starts to slip. Tigger slips and slides towards Rabbit. He spins out of control, crashes into Rabbit, then twirls across the ice into a snowbank. Rabbit smashes through his own front door. A picture frame lands around Rabbit's neck.
Oh, why does it always have to be me? Why, oh, why, oh, why?
Tigger, are you all right?
Tigger shakes snow and Roo off his head.
Yeah, Tiggers don't like ice skating.
So Tigger and Roo went farther into the 100-acre wood looking for something that Tiggers do best.
I bet you could climb trees, huh, Tigger?
Climb trees? That's what Tiggers do best. Only Tiggers don't climb trees, they bounce them. Come on, let's go.
Tigger's tail springs them up branch by branch. They sail out of the book, then grab the treetop.
I almost bounced clear out of the book. Some bouncing, huh?
He looks down, then grabs the treetop with all four legs.
Say, how did this tree get so high?
His tail and the treetop sway wildly.
Hey.
It's because Roo is playfully swinging on Tigger's long tail.
What's happening now?
Don't swing on a string, it's much too frail. The best kind of swing is a tiger's tail. Whee!
Stop that, kid, please. S-T-O-P, stop. You're rocking the forest.
Roo lets go and gently lands on a branch.
What's the matter, Tigger?
Whew. Oh, thank goodness. I was just getting seasick from seeing too much.
Well, we'll just have to leave Tigger up in the treetop for a little while. Because, at the bottom of the next page, Pooh is having a problem of his own.
What are you doing, Pooh?
Shh! Tracking something.
Tracking what?
Well, that's what I asked myself, Piglet. What?
They follow footprints in the snow.
And what do you think you'll answer yourself?
Oh, I shall have to wait until I catch up with it.
Pooh, for a bear of very little brain, you sure are a smart one.
Thank you, Piglet.
Pooh points.
Now, what?
A very mysterious thing, Piglet. A whole new set of tracks, see?
And so it seemed to be. There were the tracks joining each other here, getting mixed up with each other there. But to Pooh, quite plainly, four sets of paw marks.
The tracks lead around a bend.
Piglet, whatever it was that made these tracks has now been joined by a whatever it is.
Yes, and all of them are proceeding in company.
Piglet, I wasn't exactly expecting company.
They follow the footprints around a clump of trees.
So they went on, feeling a little anxious now, in case the animals in front of them were of hostile intent.
Hello!
Piglet and Pooh hide behind a stone fence.
Look, Piglet. There's something in that tree over there.
Is it one of the fiercer animals?
Yes. It's a jugular.
What did jugulars do, Pooh?
Well, jugulars always call, hello, and when you look up, they drop on you.
I'm looking down, Pooh.
Hello!
Hey, Tigger, it's Pooh and Piglet. Pooh! Piglet!
Why, it's only Tigger and Roo. Come on.
Pooh and Piglet bound toward the tall tree.
What are you and Tigger doing up there?
I'm all right, but Tigger's stuck.
Help somebody, please. Get Christopher Robin.
Well, it wasn't too long before word got back to Christopher Robin and the others that Tigger was in trouble.
They arrive at the tree.
Hello, Pooh. Hello, Piglet. What's up?
Tigger and Roo are up.
Oh, my goodness. Roo, how did you get way up there?
Easy, Mama. We bounced up.
Oh, gracious. Do be careful, dear.
I'm all right, Mama, but Tigger's stuck.
Oh, what a shame. That's too bad.
No, that's good. You see, he can't bounce anybody up there.
Oh, dear. We'll just have to get him down somehow.
Down? Down? Do we have to?
Come on, everyone. Let's hold a corner of my coat.
You're first, Roo. Jump!
Try not to fall too fast, dear.
Roo jumps, and the coat bounces him like a trampoline.
Oh, thank goodness.
Gee, that was fun! Come on, Tigger. It doesn't hurt. Jump!
You're next, Tigger. Jump!
Jump? Tiggers don't jump. They bounce.
Then bounce down.
Don't be ridiculous. Tiggers only bounce up.
You can climb down, Tigger.
No, but Tiggers can't climb down because their tails get in the way.
Hooray! That settles it. If he won't jump and he can't climb down, then we'll just have to leave him up there forever.
Forever? Oh, if I ever get out of this, I promise never to bounce again. Never.
I heard that, Tigger. He promised. Did you hear him promise? I heard him. You heard him, didn't you?
Well, Tigger, your bouncing really got you into trouble this time.
Say, who are you?
I'm the narrator.
Oh, well, please, for goodness sakes, narrate me down from here.
Very well. Hold on tight.
The book turns on its side, so now the words are below Tigger.
You can let go now, Tigger.
Never.
But Tigger, look for yourself. You're perfectly safe.
He reaches down one paw to touch the words. They're solid like the floor. He sits on them.
What did I tell you, Tigger? Come on.
Now the book tips back up. Tigger tumbles down the words like he's falling downstairs. He kisses the snow.
Good old terra firma. Hey, I'm so happy. I feel like bouncing.
You promised.
Oh, I did, didn't I? You mean I can't ever bounce again?
Never.
Never?
Tigger's mouth drops, his shoulders sag, and his eyes lose their sparkle.
Not even just one teensy weensy bounce?
Not even a smidgen of a bounce.
Tigger slumps even more. His frown drags his whole body down. He turns and slinks away. He looks back woefully, then walks further down the snowy path. The others watch him sadly, except for Rabbit, who grins triumphantly.
Oh, the poor dear.
Oh, that's too bad.
Rabbit gives Pooh a sly wink.
Christopher Robin, I like the old Bouncy Tigger best.
So do I, Roo.
I do, too.
Me, too.
Of course, we all do. Don't you agree, Rabbit?
His smile fades.
Well, Rabbit?
What I mean.
Well?
All right. I guess I like the old Tigger better, too.
Tigger tackles Rabbit.
Oh, boy, you mean I can have my bounce back? Oh, come on, Rabbit, let's you and me bounce.
Oh, good heavens, me bounce?
Why, certainly. Look, you got the feet for it.
I have?
Sure, come on, try it. It makes you feel just great.
Well, say, it does, doesn't it? Well, come on, everybody.
Rabbit hops on his large feet, and the others join him.
The wonderful thing about Tiggers is Tiggers are wonderful things. Their tops are made out of rubber, their bottoms are made out of springs. They're bouncy, trouncy, flouncy, pouncy, fun, 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 fun. But the most wonderful thing about Tiggers is I'm the only one. I'm the only one.
Tigger smiles from ear to ear and wiggles his eyebrows.
And so we come to the last chapter, in which Christopher Robin and Pooh come to the enchanted place. And we say goodbye.
Goodbye? Oh, no, please, can't we go back to page one and do it all over again?
Sorry, Pooh, but all stories have an ending, you know.
Oh, bother.
Yes, the time had come at last. Christopher Robin was going away to school. Nobody else in the forest knew exactly why or where he was going. All they knew was it had something to do with twice times and how to make things called ABCs. And where a place called Brazil is.
Christopher Robin and Pooh walk through the woods.
Pooh? What do you like doing best in the world?
What I like best is me going to visit you and you saying, how about a smackerel of honey?
I like that too. But what I like best is just doing nothing.
How do you do just nothing?
Well, it's when grown-ups ask, what are you going to do? And you say nothing. And then you go out and do it.
I like that. Let's do it all the time.
You know something, Pooh? I'm not going to do just nothing anymore.
You mean never again?
Well, not so much. Pooh, when I'm away just doing nothing, will you come up here sometimes?
You mean alone? Just me?
Yes. And Pooh, promise you won't forget me? Ever?
Oh, I won't, Christopher. I promise.
Not even when I'm 100?
How old shall I be then?
99. Silly old bear.
Wherever they go, and whatever happens to them on the way, in that enchanted place on top of the forest, a little bear will always be waiting.
They skip down a path as the book's cover closes. Now, in the real bedroom, a stuffed bear winks. Words appear. The end. A Walt Disney production.